Hey, it's Jason Mayhem Miller.
Hey, this is UFC President Dana White.
This is Royce Gracie.
Hey, this is UFC Bantamweight Champion Dominic Cruz.
This is Chael Sonnen, and if you don't know, you should know. You're listening to the one and only Mixed Martial Arts. Let's get it on.
It's the show Columbus fight fans turn to. The latest news and info in the world of MMA. It's Mixed Martial Arts. Sponsored by Bud Light. Here we go. And Time Warner Cable. On Ohio's best rock, QFM 96. Here's your hosts, Arch Madness, Iron Mike Dorsey, and Doug St. Pierre.
Here we go, Mixed Martial Arch. It's the show fight fans turn to. We got a full house, man. Arch Madness, DSP, Iron Mike, and the show today absolutely loaded. Check this out. We will have Matt Mitrione on
the phone. Very cool.
He's got a fight tonight against Czech Congo. Because we're going to be breaking down UFC 137, guys. That's tonight at Mandalay Bay.
Unless it gets changed again.
Unless it gets changed in like the next 10 minutes. That's no kidding. So we've got Mitrione. We will have Dragon Dan Spawn in studio. He fights tonight
as well
with Bellator in Kansas City.
Yeah.
We also have from GatewayMMA.com, David McKinney, old friend of the show, and it's been a while since we've had him on. Right. I know he's busy working there at the flower shop.
Yeah, he's busy. He's a busy guy.
Then we have Jim Casey from Fight Magazine.
One of our favorites.
Absolutely. And we need to actually kind of make a plea to him to, A, write an article about the show, and B,
yeah, you guys
become
should write into Fight Magazine and say,
yes,
get them in there.
Request us on to say, why don't you guys write an article about them?
Maybe we'll get some more subscriptions to give away. Who knows?
I know.
He's always so cool to us, too.
And the guy knows his stuff, man.
Yeah.
The guy knows his stuff, so.
He's really cool. That magazine is just heads and above.
I read it from cover to
tails above
to end every time I get it.
Now, this is cool. I saw you and Iron Mike talking about it, and I had actually, I knew we had a big fight from Josh Williams. He was talking about Matt Lanning. What exactly
warrior,
happened,
man?
Deal with this?
I talked to Josh last Saturday, Matt, or last Friday actually. Matt took his first pro fight. He went to Indianapolis, and 3 minutes into the first round, I guess the guy cracks Lanning in the face, breaks his jaw.
Doris, is that insane?
And that's not a fun thing to happen. I can't imagine. I never had my jaw broken, but gets his jaw broken. Continues the fight for the next 12 minutes, obviously a couple rounds, and wins with a broken jaw. The guy's a warrior, man.
What a stud, dude.
Even Josh said, I've never seen someone be so tough, man. With a broken jaw, finishes the fight, and pulls the win out. So, I mean, how awesome is that?
And that's
so
one of our guys. That's one of Central Ohio's guys there representing. You know what I'm saying?
Right there
that's
from Buckeye
that's
MMA,
what you get, man.
So.
Wow, a freaking broken jaw early in the fight and then continues.
That place is a breeding ground, man.
That's awesome.
Josh,
what was their
56 and?
Did you hear that, Mike?
51-6 or something like that for the year. That's an impressive record.
And you're one of them, bro. You're one of those.
I don't know. Maybe on there. I don't know.
No, that's awesome.
No, that's awesome. Josh has definitely a great school over there, and congrats to Matt. Hopefully his recovery's quick. We're gonna try to get him on when he gets better. I think he's getting his mouth wired shut right now.
Damn.
So he's got a picture on Facebook. We're gonna ask him if we can put it on our page. But it looks like he's got like a watermelon coming out of the side of his face.
That's insane.
And he finished the fight and won it.
And won the damn fight, man.
Good for him, man. That's awesome.
Way to go, Matt. Congratulations, bro. And so we're going to have Dragon Dan Spawn and David McKinney in. So I figured it'd be kind of cool to do like predictions and stuff.
Cool, yeah.
Talk Bellator, of course.
And talk Bellator, too, because let's face it, McKinney knows his stuff, so we're going to let him kind of...
The Bellator is growing on me every week, more and more. Those fights are
have him break
pretty
down,
exciting, you know.
And obviously, if you haven't heard, Viacom bought Bellator.
Right, so
you know, so we can talk to them a little bit about that. I think that's going to be a huge, huge, great thing for Bellator.
And the more that I see and the more that I read, the light heavyweight division, the 205s in Bellator are really gaining some steam because of young guys like Dragon Spawn. And so hopefully McKinney can kind of break down the 205 and Bellator for us. It'll be kind of cool just to see where Dan kind of fits in and all
right,
this.
Yeah,
man.
You can check him out on Spike.com. He's in the prelims of the Bellator fights tonight. So what time do those start? 7?
That's the thing. You got to get on. If you check Spike.com, it'll or is it SpikeTV.com
or something?
Spike.com. If you go on, and I've done the last couple, it'll give you a countdown.
Right.
So go to the website and check it out. It'll say, hey, we'll be streaming live in
supports
such
your
and
local
such.
Fighters, man. That's no better. You know, just get on there. We'll check it out. It's going to be some exciting fights.
And we got to see if Spawn will, like, give us a kind of a little shout out on the
yeah, that'd be cool
on the intranet.
So you can twist his arm. I don't know about. Well, I don't think we can really do that, but
and also
because he's
go ahead, Iron Mike.
I was just gonna say, guys, this week coming up. I'm not sure if you know this or not, but the movie about Matt Hamill, they're calling it The Hammer. It used to be called just Hamill, but now they're calling it The Hammer. It's debuting this week here in town at the Marcus
or
Crosswoods
next week. Well, yeah, next Wednesday.
This week coming
next
up.
Wednesday.
Yeah,
this week coming
Wednesday.
Up. Right on.
Wednesday, November 2nd.
Wow, November.
So anyhow.
Are we going to have passes
so anyhow, yeah, we got movie passes to give away for that.
Nice.
So I'll tell you what. Call the listener line right now. 614-222-8433.
Nice, dude.
Not the QFM96 hotline, because that happens a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So you call 614-222-8433. Leave us a message saying you want these movie passes. Give us your name, your phone number, all the stuff we need to get a hold of you to tell you you're a winner and how you can get these movie passes. Then join us, because we're all going to go out there and watch it next week.
Yeah. Very important. Leave your number, though. There's no other way that Mike or anybody can get back in touch with you unless
you
do that.
Makes sense.
Is it going to be just subtitles? Are we going to be reading this
whole time?
I'm just saying. I mean,
I don't know, Doug. I mean, we've already got a table at home.
Never mind. Just go on. How does the deaf community know about this movie? Because, I mean, they don't.
What happens,
they can't
Doug?
Hear about it.
Doug, what happens? Okay, now let's humor Doug here. Doug, what happens when a deaf couple breaks up?
No, it's a blind couple.
Oh, it's a blind couple. My bad, Doug.
Let's feel other people.
Are we leaving any other disabilities out this morning?
Wheelchairs.
Man, hey, yes.
But seriously, though, this movie has won a ton of awards at a bunch of movie festivals. And, you know, obviously being about Matt Hamill.
No, very cool.
Being a Cincinnati, Ohio
guy.
That's
right, baby. Loveland.
You know, I think it's going to be a great film to check out, especially if you're a big fight fan like us.
No, so. See how tough it was for him to get from where he was to where he, you know, he just literally retired from the UFC. So.
And then obviously, you know, if you don't win tickets from us, come out anyhow.
It's
a one-time showing.
Oh, it's only
it's a one-time showing.
Wow.
7 o'clock, Wednesday, November 2nd. We'll be there. Our winners will be there. You should come out and check it out with us.
I never will forget seeing him knock out Mark Munoz with that
right here in town.
Son of a gun. Now, listen, you guys are talking about...
Right.
He came out to hang on Sloopy.
It was the kick signed round the world.
Oh, my God.
All right, we joke.
Now,
we got a lot of
also on that... Yes, also on the listener line, people are throwing this out. They want to hear from Grandpa St. Pierre, so we've dug up
he's
old
out of
classic.
Town at the moment.
Yes, yes.
He's working on GSP's knee or something.
Yes.
I don't know. So
we took
him some liniment.
Yeah, we do have an old school one. This is a classic Grandpa St. Pierre bit, and we hope you guys dig it. Thanks for calling the listener line, and keep doing that, guys. We do appreciate that. So here we go. Here's Grandpa St. Pierre on Mixed Martial Arts QFM 96.
Just let him in.
Come on in. Hey, everybody. It's Grandpa St. Pierre.
What's up,
hey,
Grandpa?
Hey, what's going on? Let me tell you what. I wrote this song for my nephew. I want you to hear it. I've been in the studio.
Your nephew, it's your grandson.
Your grandson.
Whatever. I'll tell you what. Don't tell me Whippersnapper wanted to do. I mean, the wrestling these days, these guys have no hair. What's up with no hair? How does that even happen? I mean, back in the day, you grab a guy's chest hair, and I'll tell you, he's crying like a little girl. Grabbed him by the curlies, the short and curlies. That's where you would grab him and then throw him to the ground.
But you've got a song, you say.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Octagon on your HD screen. Another jump after my belt. You know what I mean. Dana to the left of me. First Dana to the right. Ain't here to look good. Ain't here to talk trash. I'm just here to fight. Why? I'll tell you why. Here in a minute when the thing kicks in. 'Cause I'm GSP, Fist of Dynamite, GSP, never lose a fight, GSP, I got an honor code, GSP, watch me explode, just like my bladder, what the hell's a potato, I think I had one of those at Taco Bell.
in the radio cage when Mixed Martial Arts continues on Ohio's Best Rock, QFM 96.
Hey, everybody, enjoy the last great weekend in Rocktober. Monday, we say thanks for listening by letting Gasoline Sally pump your gas. You could win a tank full or a tanker full of gas for free from QFM 96.
We'll talk all about the Buckeye-Wisconsin game with the Dispatch's Tim May, and from Black Sabbath, guitarist Tony Iommi checks in.
And I heard Vinny the Vampire might stop by.
Ooh, that's scary.
Wags and Elliot, mornings on Ohio's Best Rock, QFM 96.
Hi, I'm Kelly, a dietitian and wellness coach at Giant Eagle. I'm excited to tell you about Giant Eagle's new shelf tags. They help our customers shop healthier in two ways. Nuval nutrition scores are numbers ranging from 1 to 100. The higher the number, the more nutritious the food. And select tags also have color-coded blocks so you can see nutritional features like organic and heart healthy at a glance. Nutrition made simple. That's my Giant Eagle advantage.
See stores for details.
Tonight, UFC Undisputed 3 presents UFC 137.
Diaz going in for the KO, Nick Diaz!
As former Strikeforce welterweight champ, Nick Diaz.
These are two dogs that have been staring through the cage at each other.
Takes on the former UFC lightweight and welterweight champion, BJ the Prodigy Penn.
Oh, goodness! Incredible!
BJ Penn!
Plus, undefeated 5-0, Matt Mitrione.
Out cold!
Takes on the menacing French striker, Czech Congo.
Oh! Dynamite in his hands!
And Pride Openweight Grand Prix champion, Mirko Krokop. Takes on Ultimate Fighter heavyweight winner, Roy Big Country Nelson.
How good is this?
UFC Undisputed 3 presents UFC 137. Live tonight, only on pay-per-view. Visit UFC.com for details. Cards subject to change. Time to enter the radio cage. It's Mixed Martial Arts on QFM 96.
Mixed Martial Arts. It is the show fight fans turn to. This segment brought to you by Sweet Baby Octane, the official tattoo parlor of the Mixed Martial Arts Show. Give them a call, 614-488-1300 today to set up an appointment. And he is a part of Bellator 56. And we're talking to Dragon Dan Spahn. We had you on last week. You really couldn't tell us all the good news, but tell us about what's going on here in Bellator 56, who you're fighting, what's up, Dragon?
Oh, well, it's great. I'm really excited about it. It's my first fight of the my hopefully long-term contract, and we're going to be fighting in Kansas City, like you said, and then it's a 205 fight against a guy that I don't really know too much about. I've seen a few videos on him, but all I can tell really is he's athletic and he likes to wrestle. So
is this fight going to be 7 seconds? 8 seconds?
You're try and break the record?
Hopefully we'll keep it under 5 if I can. So.
Right on,
so
man.
What's the game plan? Since you don't know much about this guy, like how do you prepare for a fight that you don't really know much about a dude?
Well, I kind of like those myself because that just makes you have to train everything and be really fresh and everything because you never really know what they're going to throw at you. So personally, that's my favorite way to go in there.
And in Bellator, I mean, we talk about this every time we have you on. We're huge fans. This has got to be exciting for you. How are they treating you, man? Obviously, this is big time for you.
Good. I think they're staying true to their word, which I figured they would, and they're treating me really well so far, and I'm hoping for a really long, good future relationship with them, and I think that if I do well for them, they're going to do the same for me.
Right on. And we got David McKinney from GatewayMMA.com in here. If you could kind of shed some light on the light heavyweight picture, Mpumbo. We know he's the champ, but then he lost last week, which that's a whole other monkey wrench in that. But talk about the he's tough, man. View's tough. Talk about the light heavyweight.
Yeah, it's in
Bellator.
It's a really interesting situation now in Bellator at 205. You know, they kind of their first light heavyweight tournament was they had a few prospects, but nobody, you know, no huge names. And they've really, you know, taken to building that 205 pound division, which is why they obviously signed a guy like Dan. And you see the depth because they had Travis View, you know, who has, you know, 70 some fights, you know, just ran through their champ. So it's definitely wide open. And a guy like Dan, who, you know, finishes fights and finishes them, you know, in exciting fashion, is definitely going to be, you know, a name to be, you know, known in Bellator 205.
How do you see the Viacom purchase or part ownership now of Bellator. I mean, this is
that's a good thing, right?
It's tough for me, and I can't say solid number two without Doug laughing. But they really have. I know. But they really have. It's a niche.
Solid.
But see, the thing is, and my thing is, David and Dan, you guys back me up or not, the difference I see with Bellator as opposed to back when Elite XC was the two or Strikeforce was the two, this is apples and oranges, man. I think the tournament style that they have, it could be number two for a while just because of its being different, and I don't think anybody can really match it. If you try to do a tournament now, you're going to come off as a Bellator wannabe.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that some of the bigger names have kind of been really on the fence with Bellator in the past, but now when a guy's a free agent, I think Bellator is definitely going to be a viable option. As a guy who grew up a pro wrestling fan, this kind of reminds me of when Ted Turner bought WCW. I mean, way back in the 90s, but, it's a big, huge corporation, and the network owning the product that they put on. And I think that, with Viacom owning it, that's going to be huge for them. And I think that Bellator is going to be, here to stay for a while.
Dan, if you could, I mean, what have they said about tournament or any, has that even been uttered? I'm sure you've wanted to kind of broach the subject with them. I mean, what are you hearing?
We've talked about it, and like I said, I think it's kind of reminds me of when I was talking to Matt Mitrione and how we're kind of on to developmental issues, and I want to go in there and fight. I want to fight the best right now, but of course, I don't want to go in there and lose my shot or my chance. But I'll go in there and fight whoever they put in front of me and try to do my best and get better every fight. And I think they've definitely told me about prospects for one of the tournaments coming up in this next 2012.
That's awesome. Nice. That's awesome, cool. Man. People want to follow you. Once again, we love pubbing your stuff. Go ahead and talk to us. How can people get in touch with you?
Definitely. I'm on Twitter, so Dragonspawn on Twitter. You can get a hold of me, or you can tweet to me on there anytime. And then Facebook, I have my official page, Dan Dragonspawn, my athlete page. So you can get a hold of me through there. And my website, just type in dandragonspawn.com. You can see me on there. And of course, YouTube, you can find the clips and watch me on that. So.
Now you got T-shirts that people can buy,
hey, man.
You guys.
Definitely. You go to my website and you can buy a T-shirt. That's probably the easiest way. And then it's pretty nice. They have just about everything. It's got some nice graphics. It's a pretty good deal for the price. It's only 10-15 bucks max. So.
I'll have you know that the greeter at my Meyer on East Broad absolutely loved this shirt.
Nice.
Yes. Not the older lady that works there. And for those of you there. No, not her. It's the young guy that fills in for her. He's like, dude, he wanted to know.
Nice.
So
I thought it was better as the old lady.
No.
So, when you win tonight or on Saturday night, can we get you to do, some kind of cool dance at the end or something? Some kind of little victory dance?
Good call. I got to listen to Dan Patrick and all those hoaxes, try to get publicity and, let's, overthrow Game Day or whatever they're doing. Can you? I mean, I know you've. We're well aware. We know where we stand. Can you just do something? Can you do something? I mean,
yeah, definitely. I'll throw something in there. I'll surprise you guys with something.
We'll be watching, man. We're rooting for you. We definitely.
Best of luck. Yes,
thank you.
Let's get these guys. You want to do the predictions?
Yeah, guys, let's jump into predictions now so we can get Dan and David's opinion on these as well.
You guys got to hop in. Is that cool? Spot? All right, here we go. Iron Mike, what do you have for us?
All right, guys, we're going to start in the UFC with the bottom of the card, working up the top three fights. First fight, Mirko Kokop versus Roy Big Country Nelson.
Well, let's hear it, Dragon. Who do you like in that one?
Oh, I guess I'd have to go with probably Roy Nelson because he's younger in his career. He's got a little bit more... drive to do better, and Krokop, unless he just pulls something.
Did you just say do? He's speaking of the mullet, do?
Yeah,
he's got a mullet. I mean,
he does have a mullet.
I gotta go with him for that, too.
Yeah, definitely. But, like I said, I think unless Krokop can pull something spectacular out, I don't really see it going in his favor.
McKinney, who you got in that one, bro?
Yeah, I think, sort of a reinvented Roy Nelson. As long as he still has the mullet, I think he has a chance to win. I think Krokop has been on his way out for a little while now, and I think that this will be a big win for Roy Nelson to put his name back in the...
And as I watch Krokop, and, for those of you out there that were Pride fans and all this, this is why, and I'm not saying he hasn't had the brutal knockouts continuously that a Chuck Liddell, but this is why I'm glad that Chuck and Randy and those guys are done. I kind of makes me sad in a way. I mean, because Krokop, dude, it was... it was really, not to sound like a tool, but it was really majestic when he used to fight, man. It was really, really cool. It was an event, and it just kind of bums me out to see
That's why I think it's cool how Chris Lytle went out on his own terms, you know.
Amen.
And that's why you're not seeing these, you know, aging fighters going out because they have no other choice, you know, getting knocked out.
So you're going with Big Country
in
this
Big
one?
Country, you know, and
of course.
We know Mike's, he's already
we even need to have Mike come to the mic. I mean, really, who do you, Mike, yes, tell us, go ahead.
I mean, obviously, Roy's not fighting the Crow Cop of old, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I definitely give him the advantage on that. And also, you know, I've heard it said by a bunch of different people that, you know, if Roy can't beat Crow Cop at this point in his career, then maybe Roy needs to start taking a harder look at himself. But I think that he has trained a little harder and has been doing some things differently. Hell, he's even gone to Frank Mir for help getting ready for this fight. So I really think that he's going to be able to get the win.
Stick around, fight fans. More predictions from Dragon Dan Spawn and David McKinney when Mixed Martial Arts continues on QFM 96.
RJ Scott, this is the Breakfast Club. Great show, David. I'm not a big martial arts fan. You're making me one, though.
Hey, man. Love you, Arch. Go rock. Love martial arts. Keep it rocking, brother.
Hey, guys. I love the show. This is Brent.
What's up, Mixed Martial Arts? It's Chris Smith, owner of the UBC. Just saying that it's cool that you guys are doing your thing. Nice to see MMA getting some mainstream attention on real radio. It's a very cool thing that you guys are doing. So totally in support of the show and anything that gets MMA out there. Appreciate everything you guys are doing, and keep it up, man. Thanks.
What's up, guys? Just giving a shout out to the Canal Zombie. My name's Jordan Boyer. Keep on rocking, man.
Got a comment? Want to be heard on the air? Then call the Mixed Martial Arts Listener Comment Hotline. Call 614-222-8433 to leave a comment. The more creative or compelling the comment, the more of a shot you have at making it on the air. Mixed Martial Arts, Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on QFM 96. The show fight fans turn to.
More rage in the radio cage when Mixed Martial Arts continues on Ohio's Best Rock, QFM 96. It's the show Columbus fight fans turn to. It's Mixed Martial Arts on QFM 96.
Mixed Martial Arts, we are back. Let's get back into our predictions with Dragon Dan Spahn and David McKinney. Iron Mike, what do you have for us?
Next fight, guys, Cheek Congo versus Matt Mitrione.
Congo and Mitrione. I like Mitrione. Go for it there, Spahn. What do you think?
Definitely have to go with Mitrione. He's a natural athlete, really large guy. I like him, and he's a southpaw, so he's going to throw some angles that are different out there. And I personally think he has more fluid movement than Pat Barry. Pat Barry comes in here, he was charging real hard, and I think that his movement in and out is going to really take it to check because he's not going to give him that chance to recover. So that's
McKinney, what do you think, bro?
Yeah, I like Meathead too. I mean,
right on. Right on.
Pat Barry had Chet Congo in trouble, and I think that Mitrione is a much bigger challenge to Chet Congo. I think he's probably going to knock him out early.
Yes or no? Is Congo overrated?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
I think so too. Doug, what do you think, man?
Again, I'm going with Mitrione too. I like him. He's a cool guy. Makes me laugh. He's a very talented athlete. Not just, you know, obviously he's just athletic all the way around. He's proven that. He's 5-0 going into this fight. I think, like they said, Congo had his hands full with Barry. I think he's definitely going to have his hands full with Mitrione. Much bigger guy. So,
yeah.
Nothing against Congo, but I think he is kind of overrated right now. So I think
Iron Mike, you're famous for the upsets. What do you? No,
I'm not taking an upset on this one.
Okay.
I'm making it unanimous. I'll take Mitrione as well.
All right, what do you got there, Iron Mike?
All right, guys, in the main event, BJ Penn versus Nick Diaz.
Well, let me just go first because I would be an absolute damn fool.
You're getting scared, homie.
I am scared, homie. I will admit this. It's weird. It's all about matchups, man. And I liked where it was going. I liked the way the stars were aligning for the GSP and Nick Diaz fight. I'm not feeling it. I'm just not feeling that with this matchup. But I still am going to take my guy. I'm going with Nick. I'd be a damn fool not to. I love BJ, and this is a fight BJ can absolutely win. But I'm going to take Nick in this one. What do you think, Dragon?
I like both of them. They have pretty good odds. I'm going to have to go with just because I like BJ. I think I'll just go ahead and just say BJ because I think he has a good chance. He's got really solid stand-up skills, and he might come out and surprise everybody because I know that Diaz is really wide and kind of, like we were saying, stands still. So he does the same old habits. I think he might end up getting tough.
He might have just banned you from the studio.
Why is that?
Because he went against you.
What do you think, Diaz?
Well, I was going to ask Doug first, but
I'm going to go with BJ Penn. I'm going to throw it out there. I mean, I like Diaz. Don't get me wrong. I think he's unpredictable. I mean, it's one of those fights that I hate to say this. I don't really care who wins because, I mean, I like both fighters. I think Diaz does have a lot more to lose if he does lose, yeah. But BJ, you can't ever count him out, and I'm gonna go for BJ on this one.
What do you think, McKinney?
Yeah, I think I talked myself into it. I'm going to pick BJ Penn, too.
Good Lord, yeah.
As Archie knows, I'm a huge Nick Diaz fan.
Well, are you but,
I still am, but in this fight, I just think that BJ Penn has the more technical striking. A lot of people think that Nick Diaz is the best boxer in MMA, but I give that to BJ Penn. You know, I think that he's going to be able to work his jab, and I think he's going to be able to get inside on Nick Diaz, which a lot of people haven't been able to.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
And if Nick Diaz stands right in front of him, I think BJ is going to pick him apart.
Well, Iron Mike, what do you think?
I'm not going to disappoint you. I'm taking Nick Diaz.
Thank you.
And you know, everyone keeps talking about his being unpredictable and stuff. But, I mean, either that's going to come back to haunt me and you in our pick, or it's going to be the thing that makes the fight. You know, because his style of his fight, that's just how he is. That's Nick Diaz. That's what you get. I mean, he's going to go crazy and either land something and win the fight, or it's going to go the other way. So, I mean, I'm thinking he's gonna finish.
Right on.
And I'll pick him on that. So
let's do the Bellator main event.
Yeah,
let's
we got the Bellator one more bonus main event. One this week, the Bellator welterweight title. Who you guys taking, Ben Askren or Jay Haran?
I know everybody here is going to take Ben Askren. I am going to take Jay Haran in an upset. I think I don't know why. I just am. I'm I don't want to say I'm buds with Haran, but I do like Jay, and I spent some time with the dude, and I think he's had some real rough situations. I mean, the stuff that went down with Affliction, he got kind of tossed around there. I mean, the IFL stuff. I mean, he's just really, he's had some raw deals when it comes to this, and I think he is going to seize this opportunity because I think that's his style, man. So I'm going to take Haran in a big upset.
All right, well, I guess I'm going to have to go with Askren, obviously, but
he's amazing.
That's one of those fights that I would probably be like, you watch it the first round or so, and then you're just gonna see it's gonna be the same thing most likely throughout the entire fight. So it's probably gonna be five rounds of guys rolling around on the mat, not really doing much. So
I like that. 205ers. No, he's you know, it's what he's those they're calling him out, dude. I like that. Not calling him out, but you know what I mean. It's what it's gonna be, bro. It absolutely is gonna be that. If you've seen Askren fight, it's kind of what you're going to see. McKinney, are you?
Yeah, I think Askren's probably the only guy outside of the UFC that's in the welterweight top 10. But, you know, Haran is going to be the toughest test of his career so far. I think it's going to be a lot closer than what some people think. You know, Haran is a pretty decent wrestler himself and trains with some top guys. But Askren, you know, has gone up with Duke Rufus. And you know, so I kind of am predicting that he'll be a little bit more comfortable striking in this fight. So I think that it might be a fight that goes everywhere, and Askren wins a close one.
Wow, cool, man. And for the record, I was referring to Spawn as the 205.
No,
right? I just don't want the Star Trek MMA fans to start emailing me. I know they were on an Askren or welterweight.
They were typing as you...
No, right I was just saying that's this. Cool for a light heavyweight.
I'm going to go with the champ. I mean, it's just one of those. I think it's going to be a tough fight, but I think Askren's going to pull it off.
Come on, Mike, get over here. Help me out. Come on, let's do this.
What the hell? I'll take her on.
Yeah, let's shock the world. We're going to look like geniuses. All right. Hey, guys, Dan Spawn, best of luck at Bellator 56. Get a win, brother.
Definitely.
And we want to see that.
We want to see something. We're gonna do. We want something. Yeah. Just give us surprise. A little something.
I'll explain it when I get done.
David McKinney, GatewayMMA.com. That's your number one source for Ohio MMA news and information. GatewayMMA.com. Mr. McKinney, thank you so much. What are you working on real quick, if you could? Are you got a story you're working on?
Nothing huge right now. You're just trying to follow all the guys. There's a ton of guys that are going national from Ohio. You know, this year, this has been sort of a banner year for Ohio. So, you know, guys like Dan Spahn.
No kidding, man.
Stipe and Brian Rogers.
We're
Chris
spoiled,
Lozano,
dude.
Jessica, yeah. You know, so it's been kind of tough actually keeping up with all those guys. But yeah, definitely, you know, always out covering events, you know, and following the national guys as well.
Awesome. There you go. Mixed Martial Arts. It's the show you, the fight fans, turn to.
The biggest name in the sport. Enter the radio cage with Arch and DSP. It's Mixed Martial Arts on QFM 96.
Mixed Martial Arts, it is the show fight fans turn to, and we are joined now. It's a co-main event for UFC 137 taking on Czech Congo. We got Matt Mitrione on the line. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, brother? How y'all doing?
We're hanging in there, man. Just watched the countdown show last night, and if you could, man, just this is going to be some fireworks on Saturday night, right?
Oh, I fully anticipate a fantastic fight, a great effort from Czech, a great effort from myself. I think it'll be a lot of fun. I know that Czech is down with a tough fight, and so am I feel, so it should be a lot of fun, man.
So what are you thinking, man? Is this going to be just a stand and bang, or I mean, let's face it, if you get him on the ground, there's going to be some weaknesses there as well.
Yeah. You know, I think that no matter where the fight goes, I'll be comfortable with. You know, and I feel that I put in quite a bit of time on the ground. I really feel like that's the place in my fighting game that could use the most development. So I really put a lot of time in there. So if it goes to the ground, I feel like I'll be able to capitalize on it wherever, no matter what kind of position we're in. But I'm excited about it, brother. That's for sure. I'm excited to kind of get in there and earn my stripes and earn my paycheck.
And before I get back into fight discussions, are you enjoying watching Ohio State struggle there, my Boilermaker?
You know what, dude? I am far removed from college football. So I know your legal woes, which is pretty much a perpetual thing with you guys.
Then there's that.
Are you guys not performing well this year?
No, we're fine. We're hanging in there. Actually, we beat Illinois a couple weeks ago, so they kind of threw us back into it.
We beat Illinois too, so maybe that means we'll beat you guys now.
There you go. Hey, you know what? I know we can ask you anything. What do you think, man? How many fights is it going to take for Mitrione to get in the mix? As far as the heavyweights?
Well, you know, honestly, it kind of all depends. I'm not in a terrible rush to try to see if something is accomplished, you know? As far as, ranking-wise, and when I get, a title fight or whatever, I'm not really concerned about that. More than anything else, I'm concerned about my development. You know, like, if I get thrown into a really big fight that I'm not really prepared for yet, and I lose, then I lose all kinds of head to steam, you know? And you know, it's even more than anything else. I build on everything I do. So, you know, if I get thrown in a fight and I don't have answers for it, you know, that's pretty frustrating. I have to go back to the drawing board, you know, and I'd rather be prepared for a fight and know I gave my best effort versus getting beat on something I should have known better than.
Hey, Matt, this is David McKinney from
Terrible Rush. What's up, dude?
From GatewayMMA.com. How you doing?
Oh, I'm living the dream, my friend.
I have a question for you about Czech Congo. You guys fought on the same card in Pittsburgh, your last fights. And he fought in the main event. He fought Pat Barry, a guy who is going to want to strike, you know, which is what I'm assuming you're going to want to do here. Was there anything, you know, Pat had him in trouble in that fight. Was there anything in that fight that Pat did to him that, you know, sort of was the blueprint of something that showed what you can do in this fight to Czech?
Well, Pat showed me that he's capable of getting punched in the face. That's probably a good thing. Honestly, no, man. I've known for a long time that Czech is very resilient. You know, Czech is a very, very tough dude, and I really respect his ability to fight, the fights he's had, the performances he puts on. He always comes in great shape. He's always ready to fight. There's nothing really I learned from the Pat Barry fight, but... more than anything else, it just kind of shows me and reminds me that he's a tough dude. And any time that he's in a cage, he has an opportunity to win. And that's something you have to keep in mind, you have to be wary of.
Matt, who are you taking in the Penn Diaz fight on the same card as you?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Who are you guys taking?
Well,
it's a toss-up, man.
It's a toss-up.
50-50s.
I think most of us are kind of leaning towards Nick in this, just because it seems like he has a lot more on the line with everything that's gone on. I'm so bummed. I know you're excited because it bumped you up into the co-main, but I really thought Nick was going to pressure GSP, and I wanted to see that, and so now here we are. So I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think that it's unfortunate. That's for sure. I would have loved to be on a GSP card. I'd be flattered and honored to be on a GSP card. But the fact that he got hurt and whatever happened. You know, it sucks. But I think that. BJ and Diaz and Nick Diaz is an awesome fight, and to be honest with you, dude, I really can't. I can't even guess, man.
Yeah.
Really, I'm torn. They both have so many positive attributes about fighting. They both have so much heart, and they're very, very talented in very similar ways. I think the only one thing that could be to the detriment of Nick Diaz is that. Even though he's a very good boxer and he's got good hands and a very good chin, he kind of stands in front of people when he beats them up, like especially
yep.
because of the body, or he might be able to capitalize on that. But I think that could be the only weakness in either one of their two games, you know. And that's also a strength on Diaz's part, that he'll stand right in front of you and let him fly. And if you open up, he'll take advantage of it. So I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting fight.
It's
really.
You know what?
In my jargon, I think it's a very sexy fight.
It is sexy. It is sexy. And I tell you, top to bottom, even though we did lose the championship fight, I mean, this is a great card. It's stacked, even the prelims that are going to be on Spike. I mean, Cerrone and Seaver, are you kidding me? I mean,
Elliot Marshall, yeah. That's a great fight, too.
Yeah.
We might as well ask you, what do you think, Crow Cop or Big Country?
Oh, dude, you know, honestly, man, as heavyweights, I try not to make predictions.
Gotcha.
But, you know, it's always going to come back and bite you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me throw a name at you. In the light heavyweights, you're gonna probably you might know this guy's name or something, but keep an eye on Dragon Dan Spahn, okay?
Okay, Dragon Dan. I've heard that name before. Actually, he was included on a couple of tweets of me. Who's Dragon Dan? I don't know who he is yet.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually in here in the station, and I train at JGMMA, and I was down there helping Rich get ready for his last fight.
Oh, right on, man, right on, okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, dude, I don't think the name rung a bell, but I'm sorry. I'm sure it will cross paths in the future and make sure we do get some time in.
You got it, man. Hey, and
must be in Southpaw, so.
There you go. That's hey, Matt, we love following your progression, man. We're fans of this, fans of yours, actually, and we're just glad to get you on because you're a great personality in MMA, and you're kind of, you're no, you know what I mean, man, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, man. I try to be as honest as I can, you know.
Matt Mitrione taking on Czech Congo, the co-main event, UFC 137 live on pay-per-view. Of course, we recommend that you do it on Time Warner Cable. It is Mixed Martial Arts, QFM 96.
It's time now for the Time Warner Cable Fight Rundown. Tonight live on pay-per-view, it's UFC 137, Penn versus Diaz. Also tonight live on MTV2, we have the Bellator welterweight title fight between Ben Askren and Jay Herron, and the heavyweight tournament semifinals at Bellator 56. November 5th on Spike TV, it's UFC 138, Leben versus Munoz. November 12th, it's the UFC Live on Fox featuring the heavyweight title fight between Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos. Also on November 12th on MTV2, it's the welterweight tournament final at Bellator 57. On November 19th, live on pay-per-view, it's UFC 138, Shogun versus Henderson. And on MTV2, it's Bellator 58, featuring the lightweight title fight and middleweight tournament final. Wrapping up the month, on November 29th, it's the bantamweight tournament at Bellator 59 on MTV2. That wraps up the Time Warner Cable Fight Rundown.
More rage in the radio cage when Mixed Martial Arts continues on Ohio's Best Rock, QFM 96. Time to enter the radio cage. It's Mixed Martial Arts on QFM 96.
Mixed Martial Arts, it is the show. Fight fans turn to, and we are joined now an old friend of the show. He's back from Fight Magazine, Jim Casey. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're hanging in there, bro. We're excited. There's a lot of good fights this weekend. Let's just skip to the chase. I really want to know what you think of BJ Penn and Nick Diaz.
Don't you guys wish it was a 5-round fight?
Yes. Yeah. Well, BJ doesn't, but yes. No. Everybody but BJ, probably. I do.
He's the only person in the world that doesn't want it to be a 5-round fight. It would make things so much easier if it were. So it'd probably make the prediction a little bit easier. But I like Penn in a 3-round fight.
Yeah. Why? Just because... Now, we've been talking about, you know, we've had some different, we've talked to Mitrione about it today. We've also talked to one of our local fighters who's going to be fighting in Bellator. That's Dan Spahn. That's a great guy. Check him out. Check him out, Casey. He's awesome. But we were talking about basically just how Nick gets so wild sometimes and how somebody's going to catch him here eventually. I mean, it almost worked for Daly. You know, a BJ Penn jab or something, that might be the trick.
Yeah, BJ's got some serious power. So, you know, both these guys have a phenomenal jiu-jitsu background. So I don't see that playing too big of a role in this fight, although it wouldn't surprise me if Diaz was cocky enough to try and get Diaz in, or to get Penn in his guard. And
Diaz
see what he
cocky.
Do.
Yeah, do you think Nick Diaz is cocky? I don't see it, but...
I love his cockiness. It's why people love him.
Yeah.
Or hate him, one of the two. But I love him. I love to watch him fight. This is going to be a great fight because, you know, both these guys, they bring two different styles on their feet. Nick is going to try and throw those punches in bunches, and Penn is just, you know, he's a 1-2-3 combination guy, and he will knock you out if that chin's exposed. So it's going to be exciting. I love this fight a lot more than I like Diaz versus GSP. So I think this matchup is 10 times better, and I think it's just going to be a phenomenal fight.
Now let's look at some of the other fights here on the card, Jim. What do you think about Matt Mitrione versus Cheat Kongo? Who do you see taking that one?
There's two other fights on that card that interest me, and that's one of them. We're going to find out how good Matt Mitrione's hands are, because you know, you saw what Cheat Kongo can do against Pat Barry when he knocked him silly his last fight. So it's crazy to me that Mitrione is actually a slight favorite in that fight, which, you know, those odds makers pay attention to everything. But I like Kongo in it. I just, not that I don't have a lot of confidence in Mitrione's hands, but I just think that Kongo's been in there with some of the best, and he's beaten a handful of world-class competitors, so I like his experience, and it would not shock me if Kongo tried to throw in a takedown, trying to get that fight to the ground.
You know what, and here's my thing, and we actually asked Mitrione about this. He was very, very modest. How many fights do you think he needs to get into that mix of heavyweights?
If he wins this fight, like he's won his past, you know, three or four, he's probably, you know, one more fight away from serious talks about, you know, throwing him in there with Brock Lesnar or Overeem or somebody of that caliber. So he's this fight and one more away, really.
All right, well, what's the other fight that's actually interesting on this card?
Cowboy versus Dennis Siver, I think.
Cerrone?
I think that might be the fight of the night. That's, you know, one of the fight I'm looking forward to most, other than Diaz and Penn. I love how both those guys just bring it to the cage every time. So it's, you know, those guys are going to throw some hands, and somebody's going to get rocked, and, you know, I hope it's a three-round war, really.
And to kind of steal a phrase from Mitrione, Cerrone's kind of he's kind of sexy right now. You know what I mean? People are kind of getting a good look at him now. You know, was in the WEC. A lot of those fans remember what he was doing and stuff in the Ben Henderson fights and how good those were. But it seems like he's got kind of a buzz going behind him now into this fight.
Yeah, and rightly so. He is, he's come over to the UFC, three wins, three fights. So, you know, and he's beaten some good guys, Paul Kelly and Charles Oliveira. So, you know, they're not scrubs. And you saw what he did over in the WEC. The only fight that he really lost over there was against Ben Henderson, two of them. And, you know, he lost that controversial one to Jamie Varner. But Cowboy is, you're right, for a lack of a better term, for a male fighter, he is very sexy right now.
Wasn't exactly the way I was going with it, guys. But now, yes, here we go. See, I'm getting suckered in again. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
So, Jim, let's get into this Bellator card here a little bit. Who do you like here between the champ, Ben Askren, and Jay Herron?
Man, Askren's funky wrestling is. I think it's going to be too much. I don't think this is going to be the most exciting fight in the world. Askren's fights usually aren't the most exciting, but he gets it done. And until you can stop those takedowns and get him off of you somehow, you know, he deserves to win. So I'm all for, you know, people chastise the lay in prayer, the style of fighting. But if that's what you've got to do to win, then, you know, let somebody else figure out how to beat that. So I think Askren takes him down and pounds on him for a few rounds.
Now, what do you think about Viacom, you know, picking up Bellator? Is that going to be beneficial to the fans? You think it's going to help Bellator out a lot?
Yeah, you know, Bellator has been making some great strides lately, and this is, you know, it's only going to get MMA out to more fans. So people who have tuned in to Spike in the past, you know, for Tough and for the UFC undercards and whatnot, you know, they'll be able to tune right back in now and get a great product from Bellator. So more fights, fans are happier, I'm happier, maybe we'll sell some more magazines.
I just want some high def.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's killing.
That's the other thing. Mm-hmm.
That's killing us,
better
man.
Picture.
And we're talking to Fight Magazine's Jim Casey. We all subscribe in this studio to Fight Magazine. If you could, what's on the burner, man? What do you guys got coming up?
We just went to print on the Joe Lauzon issue, so he's going to be on the cover.
Nice.
For the upcoming month, and it turned out well. You know, we got... It's funny how the business works, but we're always a month or two in advance when we get these things out, and lo and behold,
perfect,
you know,
timing.
You saw what he did. You saw what he did to Melvin Gillard, so we couldn't be happier.
That's great, man.
You guys must be like, you know, Have you rubbing your magic eight ball trying to figure out who should be on the cover every week, every month?
We try, but for every one we get right, we miss a couple. So,
right.
You know, we just put, before this, we had Carlos Condon on the cover. I mean, you can never predict what happens in this fight game.
Right.
And, you know, obviously he's off this main event card coming up here Saturday night. So,
man, we're just, we're excited to get you back on the air with us, Jim Casey. Thank you so much. Like I said, Fight Magazine is heads and above everybody else, man. And you guys do a great job, and we look forward to it every month when it comes in the mail.
Thanks, guys. Don't ever hesitate to give me a call.
Jim Casey, Fight Magazine. It's Mixed Martial Arts, QFM 96. Man, what a jam-packed show this has been. Huh, guys? I feel like we've ran a marathon.
Dude, yeah, we just talked to like everybody in MMA today.
I feel like I went swimming with Nick Diaz.
Dude, you cannot swim a lap. Maybe a lap.
Cool. But looking forward to it, man. It should be so many great fights on tonight. I want to thank all of our guests and wish them luck as well. Dragon Dan Spawn, Matt Mitrione. We got to thank David McKinney, Jim Casey from Fight Magazine.
Yeah, man.
And guys, I think we're going to have Jim on once a month now.
That's
as
awesome.
A feature.
Yeah,
have
cool.
him feature, cool. tell us what's going on with the magazine, and just kind of talk some MMA with us.
Definitely. If you haven't checked out Fight Magazine, you got to do it. If you're a fight fan, check it out. It's one of the best around. So.
It really is, man. And it's has so many different angles, so many different parts.
And the photography is great, too. So
Yeah, but it encapsulates everything in the MMA
community.
They
usually feature a hot chick, too, every month.
And then there's that.
Well, and not only do they have great writers, but they also have a lot of the fighters that actually write articles sometimes,
right. Yeah,
too.
Mayhem, like Forrest, Miller, Forrestman. Right on. That'll be cool, man. It's a great mag. Yes,
also,
sir.
Remember to check out Spawn on SpikeTV.com tonight.
Oh, man.
The prelims for the Bellator. Wish him the best. Super cool, dude.
He is just not going to be Central Ohio's secret. You know what I mean? He's just, it's...
Yeah. Get on board now so you're not bandwagoning next year when he's in the tournament.
Exactly. Right. Don't be bandwagoning Dragon Dan Spawn. I'm sure he'd love that if you want to come in late. But, yeah, man, get behind this guy. He's awesome, and he's going to win tonight. Good luck to everybody that we had on our show. Mitrione, we'll see how that goes. And then we'll talk about it next week, man, like we always do.
So tune in tonight, UFC 137 on Time Warner Cable. Can't miss the fights.
701
and 1701 and HD.
1701 and HD, right. Man. Time Mixed Martial Arts, QFM 96.
You've been listening to Mixed Martial Arts, sponsored by Bud Light. Here we go with your host, Arch Madness, co-host and producer, Doug St. Pierre, executive producer, Iron Mike Dorsey, production assistant, Ty, the Canal Zombie Stevens. This has been a Wilkes Broadcasting production.
Oh!